Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Nun. Kiddushin Daf Nun. Just a ha'ara, those of you who wanted to make up a shir, there was just, I think on Sunday it was, the daf was only, the first it was uploaded, just the first few minutes, but then the rest of it got uploaded later. So if anybody wants to go back and listen to that, that was Sunday shir, feel free, because it's all there now, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Let's go start with the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes and Mabez. Hope you enjoyed yesterday all the almanases and all the kavim that fell to the world. The Marsha's Diak Nifla was not Rishus and not Tzidkus. There was nothing that fell from there because that's Bechira Chavshus and that's not, that doesn't, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't drop that. One of the Talmidim this year, David told me after this year yesterday that we're talking about the connection between Gaiva and Anava. I'm sorry, the connection between Anava and Talmud Torah. So we usually know that the greatest Mikal Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the greatest, had the greatest Talmud Torah. But there's a story that's quoted, Rabbi Friend quotes it, and others quote it, that Yecheskel Abramsky was once had to give testimony in a court case in England. So the judge asked him, is it true that you are the greatest halakhic authority on the continent? And he says, yes, that's true. So the judge says, but isn't there an idea of humility with being, you know, a great rabbi? He says, yeah, but now I'm under oath. So when you're under oath, you know, you have to tell the truth. But again, still, he wrote, my friend uses that to mention that we have to have humility, but we also have to have some self-esteem. We have to have some self-worth in order to be able to realize that we can do great things. If we feel like we're nothing besides being humble, so then, you know, then it won't work. So we have to realize who we are, even though we can't take ourselves too seriously. So that's the Yecheskel Abramsky story. And now we continue. Mishnah. Almanas. More almanas cases. But here they're more objective. They're not tzaddik. They're not tzaddik or ashir or gibar. But almanas ani kohen and imsalevi. Almanas that I'm a kohen and it comes out that I'm a levi. You thought you were marrying into a truma family and you only get into a maaser rishon family. Levi and Imsa Kohen are the opposite. You thought you were getting into a Maaser Rishon family, got into a Truma family. Again, might be better, might be worse. She might say, oh, I can't wait to eat Truma. She might say, I'm going to have Truma. I'm going to have to keep everything tar. It's make me crazy. You know, I'm going to be worried about a Truma in my house. So, one or the other. Nasin and Imsa Mamzer. Mamzer and Imsa Nasin. As we had Rashi yesterday, he says, I'm a Nasin, and he comes out to be a Mamzer, which Rashi seemed to say yesterday that was worse. The Rashash pointed out in other ways it's not. Mamzer v'nimsa nasin. Ben ir v'nimsa ben krach. Ben krach v'nimsa ben ir. He says, I'm from the city. I'm a ben ir. And it comes out that he's really from the village. And a ben krach v'nimsa ben ir. In those cases, remember the Gemara we had at the end of Ksubis? Also about the husband and the wife forcing each other to move to different places. So we say they can't force each other in either way. Because there are advantages and disadvantages to every place. The city is very convenient, but it doesn't have as much air. And vice versa. Almanasha basi karav lamerchatz v'nimsa rachok. Or on almanas that my house, you know, our apartment, is close to the bathhouse. Again, might be a positive, might be a negative. V'nimsa rachok. They didn't have bathhouses in the private homes. And it comes out that it's further. Rachok v'nimsa karav. In all those cases, we say that it does not work because there wasn't a full gemiras das. She expected one thing. And it didn't happen. We'll see in a minute, even if she says otherwise. Amanash sheyeshli, this is what it was the Gemara mentioned yesterday. Amanash sheyeshlo bas o shivcha mugudelas. Amanash that I have a daughter or a shivcha migudelas. And we thought that meant originally old in order to help me out, and therefore it's just a shavach of mamon. We ended up saying it means gadelas, meaning chashuva. Right? It's a chashuv, ve'enlo, and he doesn't have. Or the opposite, amanash sheyeshlo v'yeshlo. Either way, in all these cases, he switched. The condition was not fulfilled. Almanas she'ein lo banim v'yesh lo. Or almanas she'yesh lo ve'ein lo. Almanas that I have kids or I don't have kids. And all of these, the Tanna Kamma says that it does not work. All these are cases that the condition was not fulfilled, and therefore the condition, the kiddushin would not work. But Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon ubekulam. Afal pisha amra believe hayalis kadesh lo afal pisha inim kadeshes. Right, so the Tanna Kamma continues. It's the only one sheet in this Mishnah. As we pointed out yesterday, Reb Shimon does not argue here. Would he argue? Would he not argue? That was yesterday's discussion. But about all of these cases, even though she says, I really had in mind to marry him no matter what. He said he was a Kohen, but I would have accepted him as a Levi too. Levi, I would have sacrificed him as a kohen too. In all these cases, even though she says that I would have had him anyway, afal pikein einam mekudesha. Still, we say no, they're not married, and it does not work. V'chein hi shehitato. The same thing with the opposite. If she makes any of these conditions, she says I have kids, or I have a shivcha, or I live in a krach, or I live in a ear. In all these cases, the same thing would apply if there is a misunderstanding, but a condition that is unfulfilled and not true. Okay, so as you see, as we're going to get into one of the main sugyas in Shas of Dvarim Shebelev. Because here, there was a Dvar Shebelev, where she says, hey, I wanted to get married even without this condition. That's what she says. That was something in her heart. But we still say, Einim Kudeshes, they're not married. They're not married. So, let's see. So, Ahu Gavra, does have a nichsei adaitel meisek l'Eretz Yisrael. A man sells all of his properties in order to make aliyah, to go to Eretz Yisrael. Ube'idna dezavin lo'amer v'lomidi. But when he sold everything, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. He just sold it, and everybody knew. Everybody knew. He was talking about it beforehand, right? They saw him at the Nefesh B'Nefesh meetings, right? And they saw that he was obviously gone. And all of a sudden, they see his house go on the market. Like, oh, must be. Must be. So what's the halacha? And then something happens and he doesn't go. So what's the halacha? Does the sales of his property return? Do we assume that they were on condition? Or do we say, no, he didn't say anything? So, Amar Rava, havi dvarim shebelev, v'dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Rava says it's a dvarim shebelev, even though he might have meant that, he might have thought that, but it's only dvarim shebelev, he didn't make the condition explicitly, and therefore, it does not work. Okay, a few important points here. First Rashi, on the Gemara. Rashi says, he sells his nechasim. Rashi says, mikarkoi, karka. If he says all of his movable items, right, Rashi doesn't mention, Rashi specifically says karka. The continuation of Rashi explains, ubidna dezavin lo amar, next Rashi, da'adaita lemesek mizavnina, because even though he didn't say that he was selling it on condition to move, de'ilu parish b'shas mechira, da'adaita lemesek mizavnina, if he said it explicitly when he made the sale, I'm selling it to you because I'm making aliyah, lo avizvina, then it wouldn't be a sale. Why? Da'adaita da'achi lo zavin, because he did not sell it to live in this type of state. Shiyehi darkan below karka. People don't sell their house. Don't sell their karka. Okay, people sometimes sell all of their metaltolin even though they're not moving. They want to get a new start. They want to get a new crib. They want to get a new this. So they'll sell everything. But a house, you don't sell a house unless you're moving out somewhere. So that's what the Rush here says. Also, expanding on Rashi, the Rush quotes Rashi and then says, here we are on Daf Simen Yud Ches. He says, "Avalamachar kol metaltalin shelo, afilu omer b'shas mechira adaita lemesak." Even if he says, and when he in Siman Tesvav, that he has in mind to go hamecher kayam im lo shehisna, if he doesn't make a condition, let's say he says, "I'm selling all this stuff, you know, I'm making aliyah next week," right? So even if he says that, the sale does not go back if he doesn't end up going. Lefi shepa'amim adam mocher metaltalin afilu daita lisharbekan. So you don't know. If he says almanaz, you can make any condition you want. But if you didn't make it conditional, so then it does not work by metaltal. And that's the Rashi, and that's the Rush. Then we have the Ran. The Ran says here, an important point in the Ran. What's the difference between this case, says the Ran, and a case, for example, of Hamiskavin Gemara Psachim, Hamiskavin Laisos Meiser, V'yomar Truma, I want to make this produce of mine Meiser. And by mistake, I said Truma. Truma v'amar meiser, right? Truma, and then I said meiser by mistake. Or I want to make it a shlamim, and I said ola. I wanted to make it a shlamim, I said ola by mistake. Ola amar shlamim. All those cases, lo amar klum, achi he pivali boshavin. All those cases, it's not truma. Even though I said truma, even though I said meiser, whatever I said, we say that your piv and your mouth and your heart are not the same, and therefore it's not kadosh. So why don't we say over there, dvarim shel levedim dvarim? Like we say in our case, you know, what's in your heart is meaningless. So there too, you said this carbon should be a shlamim. So what? That you said, oh, I meant to say ola, but that's dvarim shel lev. What's the difference? So says the Ran, there's a difference between dvarim shel lev and taos. In our case, you meant exactly what you said. You had something else in mind, but you meant what you said. You're selling this. Oh, it was because you were making aliyah. But so what? That's dvarim shel lev. Over there, you said your mouth made a mistake. You meant to say shlamim, and you said ola. That's not dvarim shel lev. There we trust that it was just your mouth made a mistake. That's the Ran. When you have in mind to say what you want to say, That's fine. The chok yagav and akivin sheino muteh, but mashu motzi b'fiv, because you didn't make a mistake. Ain mashu b'libo klum. Then what's in your heart, we don't trust. Aval kol shu toy b'dibur, but if you made a mistake in your speech, ki hasam lav klumu. Then we say it doesn't work. Sometimes we say even if you make a mistake and you don't mean it, we say you have to finish what you or there is importance for what you said. When is that? Shabbos, tomorrow night Shabbos. Let's say I'm davening Shmoneh Esrei. I know it's Shabbos. I know 100% that it's Shabbos. I just say Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm wearing my Shabbos clothes. And I just say the first two brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, and then I say Atah Chonein. Right, so what's the halacha? If you just said the word Atah, and you caught yourself before you said Chonein, so then we paskin, just continue, Atah Kidashta. Kidashta, because you know it's Shabbos. If you don't know it was Shabbos, so then you have to continue with Atah Chonein. You have to finish the bracha. Just like the halacha is, let's say you're in the middle of slachla, right? That's when we usually remember it. We're in the middle of slachlana, we start banging, and we want to make sure nobody knows what we're doing, so we scratch our chest, we want to make sure I look around, make sure nobody notices, right? So that's, right, slachlana, so that's when we usually remember it. But what's the halacha? The halacha is that you finish the bracha that you're in. Why? Because the Gemara says, me'ikir adin, we should say all 18 brachas on Shabbos. But tircha de tzibura, says the Gemara in brachas, Chazal didn't want to make us say a whole 19 brachas, and then Shabbos went astray, so they cut out all the bakashas. The bakash is really maker did. It's not appropriate. That's why if you already started a bracha, you finish that bracha, and then you go back to Atah Kidashta. Right? If you said Atah in the morning, then you're stuck. You got to start again because Yismach Moshe. So if you say Atah Chonin, you know it's Shabbos, but you still have to finish the brachas. There's sometimes you see words do have an effect, even though you didn't mean to say it. Here we're saying the Ran is machalik between where you made a mistake in your words, so then it doesn't have an effect, versus a case where you didn't make any mistake, but it's just that. It's just that you had something else in mind in your heart. Okay, very important Tosfos here. Tosfos here quotes the Rashbam in Dvarim Shebalev. Tosfos quotes here, as Rashi said, that if he would have said, Beferish, I'm selling you all of my land, I'm selling you my house because on condition that I make Aliyah. So if I don't make Aliyah, it doesn't work. What about Tanai Kafel? What about Tanai Kafel? We know we're going to have later on the main sugyas and shas of Tanai, the end of Kedushin, even though we had a lot already in Gittin. Right? You have to have a double Tanai. If I make Aliyah, then it's yours. If I don't make Aliyah, then it's not yours. Where's the Tanai Kafel here? Says Tosfos, Mashma Dafka Bishim Shlo Pirish Dvarav, Avalo Pirish Dvarav Lehedya, Yomar Pashas Amecher Shu Mocha, the Fisher wrote to the Lech Lehertz Yisrael Havi Mecher, Vekasha, Bina Tanai Kafel. He didn't make a Tanai. Says the Rashbam that when do you need Tanai Kafel? Not in all cases. You only need Tanai Kafel be Isurim. V'yavak adinim Tanai Kafel, how do you need to be Isurim? Because just kachi l'manashe, tinni l'matayim zuz. V'chein baget, iskin shmo begita. Avo b'mamon obinin Tanai Kafel. Don't want to case adinim amin is here. Right? Selling property because he's moving. So that's a day of the Rashbam. It's also a day of the Gaonim quoted in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim in Hilchas Ishas, Perek Vav. Yesh miksas Gaonim achronim. Right, the Rambam's quoting the Achronim. Yesh mitzvahs goonim Achronim. She'amru she'ein sarach adam sarach lebol tanai lo begitin v'kiddushin bovad. Avav dinim mamon ein sarach lebol tanai. Right, the Rambam hilchos ishus perak vav alochi yadalit. Says Tosfos v'lo nehira. I don't agree with this. You only need it by yisur, not by mamon. What's the whole source of tanaim? To akol tanai alfin v'veikar b'nei ruvein v'asam davar shem mamon. The source of tanaim is the dinim mamonis. It's getting portions of Eretz Yisrael. Pnei Gadam Bnei Ruvain. And that's what the Rambam said the same thing also. Ve'ein roi lismoch al davar zeh. Don't rely on the sheet of the Gaonim. Shekfil ha'tanayim shar arba advarim. V'tanay Gadam Bnei Ruvain lamdu osan chachamim. V'im lo yavar, etc. V'tanay zeh lo hayelo begitav lo bekidushin. U'kazeh horu gdoli ha'gonim rishonim v'chein roi lasos. Says the Rambam that Tanai Kafel is everywhere. But that's what Tosfos says. Okay, we'll get back to this. How do you answer that question? Maybe we'll do that in a little while. Want to cover a little more ground. But Tosfos says, V'omer ri. So how do you answer this question though? If you hold it, you need Tanai Kafel even outside of Gittin Mikidushin. So Tosfos comes up with the three important categories. Three categories regarding Davar Shebalev. The Omer Re, middle of the Tosfos. V'tzorach l'chalik v'lomar. The Yej Dvarim she'ein tzrichim Tanai Kafel el Agili Milsa. Some cases are pretty clear what your intention is, even though you don't say it. So in that case, you don't need a Tanai Kafel. You don't need regular Mishpatei Atznaim. Just a Gili Milsa. Just say that you're doing it. The Anan Sadi Da Adaita Da Hachiyavad. You know, say, it's clear that this is the reason that you're doing it. V'gam Yesh Tvarim Shel B'Shilu Gili Milsa Lo Boy. Some things are so obvious that you don't even have to say anything. Kagod, for example, what case? Hahida Kosev Konachasav La'Cherim. A person gives away all of his property to somebody else because he doesn't have a son. And then after that, his long-lost son walks in. So that is so clear. A person wouldn't give away all of his property if he knew he had a son. Veshamash yesh lo ben shahamatana betela. Or vakozi gar chazav lishto lo asa lapatrapel vishanu omtish lakachai daito. He wants his wife to take care of things. Ukamochein, and here too, anan sadi dlo zavin ela adaita lamesak leret Yisrael. So here too, it's like a case where all you would need is a little gilui das. So, again, three categories. There's one case, he doesn't say all three categories, but one case is something that's totally not clear. You don't think any reason to think. And there you need mishpatei atzanam. I want to marry you, but only on condition that it rains tomorrow. So if I don't say anything about rain, we're married. Of course we're married. I didn't say anything. It has to rain? No. That's a case that's totally unclear, and therefore that's where you need tanai kafel. That's where you need all the rules and regulations of tanaim. Category one. Category two is a case that's pretty clear, but it's not totally, totally obvious. So there you need a gilui milsa. There you need a gilui milsa. So maybe that's the case here, where Rashi says that's, Rashi here says a gilui milsa would be enough. He doesn't say it's almanas, but a gilui milsa would be enough. You know what? I'm selling you my stuff. I'm making aliyah tomorrow. So that's where it's pretty clear, but you still have to express it. But then there are cases that are 100% clear, where it's totally, it's as if you made a ketanai. He gives away all of his property because he doesn't have a son. And then the son walks in. So in that case, you don't even need anything. You don't even have to say anything. It's 100% clear. Those are the three categories, says the Ri of Dvarim Shebelev. Would the Ri agree by Metaltalin that it's in which category? That the Rosh said no. Right, the Rosh we just read said no. The Rosh said because the person sometimes even can sell all of his Metaltalin, even though he's not moving. Okay, so there is a big discussion. How do you answer the question that Tosfos asks on the Rashbam and that the Rambam asks on the Gaonim? But hopefully at the end, maybe on a base, we'll have a chance to get back to that. We'll see. So now the Gemara says, Minolele Ravaha. What's the source? What's the source for Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim? Right, Rava says the statement about going to Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to have three or four tries. Ilema Mehadetzan, if you say from the following Mishnah, the Rishonim point out, there is no such Mishnah. There's a similar line in some Mishnahs, but there is no such Mishnah. So, sometimes the Gemara says Tanan, even though it doesn't mean a Mishnah. I didn't mention this when we did this earlier. I should have. I looked back. I missed it. Daf Mem Amad Aleph. Daf Mem Amad Aleph. Tosfos has that line. Mem Amad Aleph. Tosfos says in the bottom Tosfos on Mem Amad Aleph, even though it quotes Tanan, Vishema Braisahi Afagavda Omer Tanan. So Tosfos says a Beferish. Sometimes the Gemara says the word Tanan, even though it means a Braisa. Doesn't mean a Mishnah. Okay, sometimes you have Tanya, which means a Mishnah, and usually on the side they correct it. They change it into Tznan. But that's Tosfos on Daf Mem and Kiddush. I could quote it. So, Ilei Mehadit Tznan is the makar for Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim from the following Yakriv Oso. You have to bring your carbon. Vayikra Perek Aleph. Malami Shekofen Oso. You force him. Yakriv Oso. He brings his carbon. Bezdin forces him to bring his carbon. Yachol Bal Karcho. You might think that he has to bring it. Bezdin forces him. Tamalam Alertso. No, no. You have to bring the carbon. Laratzon. Under your own free will. Laratzon. Okay, so how can it be both forced and Laratzon? Famous line. Kofen Oso. Asha Yomer. Rotsani. You force him until he says, I want to. I want to. So therefore, that's the combination, right? You force the Bezdin forces the guy and says, bring your carbon. And he says, no. And they jump on him and they sit on his head. And they say, okay, I want to. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. We know obviously in his heart he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to bring this carbon. It's only because Bezdin's sitting on his head. So what's that makar? That's the right. It must be because we don't care what's in your heart. If you're saying, I want to, that's all we care about. The Gemara says, no, maybe that's not a good raya. The Dilma Shaini Hasam to Anan Sadi to Nichale Bekapara. Maybe there, deep down, everybody wants a kapara. Everybody wants forgiveness. So even though it looks like inside he didn't want it, he really does want it inside. Because every Jew wants a kapara. So that case didn't work. So Elami Seifa, another try. Maybe the Seifa is a raya to Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. V'chein atam otzei begitei nashim shechri avadim. Also by Get Isha. And by a get that frees an eved, kofen osu achi yomarotzani. Again, you force him until he says he wants to, right? You sit on his head, somebody who has to give a get, and even if he doesn't want to give a get, so he bezim forces him if it's a case where he has to, or if somebody has to be b'shachar his eved, right? For example, we have the Mishnah Maseches Gittin, where two people own an eved, and one of them frees him, so that was chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. So in that case, bezim forces him to the other master to free, because the guy is stuck, he has nobody to get married to. He can't marry a shifcha because he's half free. He can't marry somebody who's free because he's half shifcha. So that's why, and you can't leave him high and dry. That's the case where Bezin forces him to free the Evan. So again, via my habalib lo nichalei, maybe he doesn't want to inside, right? You're forcing him. So again, maybe it's because, it must be, that it's because the Dvarim Shebalev is not halachically recognized, Einam Dvarim. So is that the rise? Like, my answer is no, Vidilma, again, Shiny Hasam, there it's different, Mishum, the mitzvah lishmo al divrei chachamim. There is different because there's a mitzvah to listen to the Rabbanan, and therefore, it's not a raya. Usually, maybe Dvarim Shebalev are Dvarim, but here, we assume that deep inside, he wants to give the get, he wants to be Meshachar his Evet. Rashi says, mitzvah lishmo, on this third Rashi, on top, the islon la'achzukei b'chezkas mekaye mitzvah. We could assume he's in the chazakah of wanting to do the mitzvah, the gomer belibo l'kayim divrei best, and he wants to do the right thing. And again, here we have the famous Rambam, which we've mentioned a number of times, and even if not, you probably know it, in Gerushin Beis Chaf, where the Rambam says, explains this case very graphically, and for the Rambam to do this in Mishnah Torah is also very noteworthy. Right, he quotes, if somebody has to give a get, is that situation, so Bezdin bops him on the head and hits him until he gives the get. Why is this a good get? Why isn't this a get me'use? You're not allowed to give a forced get. We had that at the end of Mesechus Gittin, second to last daf. So avamisha tikvo yitzra hara levatal mitzvah. So you know what? Why you think? Because if somebody's pheasant sitting on their head and they're screaming, they scream they didn't want to give the get. Now they scream they want to give the get. It's only because of the following: their yitzra hara is forcing them to do the wrong thing. Misha tikvo yitzra levatal mitzvah. Somebody's yitzra hara is forcing them to be mevatal mitzvah. O lasos aveira the hukah atcha asa davar shachayev lasoso, and you hit him until he does the right thing. O atcha nisrachik mi davar shasa lasoso ein ze anus mi. Right, he's forcing himself, and Bezdin is now taking the Yetzer Hara off of him in order for him to have his real Ratzon come out. That's how the Rambam interprets this Gemara. Mitzvah l'shmol l'divrei chachamim, that's a person's inner Ratzon, and therefore, that's why we say it's not considered a forced get. An amazing Rambam, especially in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam is talking about your Yetzer Hara and being forced. You know, for the Rambam to talk about that anywhere would be noteworthy, but especially in Mishnah Torah where he puts it, that's how he feels it has a halachic significance here. Okay, so that was try number two, no raya. Ella Amar of Yosef, try number three, third wide line, Mehacha. Hamakadish is the Isha. Mishnah later on. If a man marries a woman, Va'amar Kasavra Isishi Kohenes, I thought she was a Bas Kohen. Vahari he Leviya, and she's only a Leviya. I wanted higher lineage. Leviya v'nivs is Kohenes, or the opposite. Or Aniya v'hari Ashira, I thought she was poor and she's really rich. Ashir v'hari Aniya, in all these cases, Mikudeshes v'nei shlo hitato. If a man gets married without saying anything, and afterwards he wakes up and he says, oh, I thought she was a Kohenes Leviya or Aniya Ashira. So, tough luck. They're married because she didn't trick him. You could have done your own research. So therefore, it's marriage. What do you mean? Doesn't he say, oh, I thought she was this? So why don't we say that he was really thinking that? Again, maybe is it because we don't care what he was thinking inside. It doesn't have halachic, we care, but it doesn't have halachic significance. Again, no. Maybe it's not that we hold Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim, but there we're just being machmir. We're being machmir to say, you know what? You're married. You want to get out of this marriage, you have to give a get. But maybe if it was the other way, but maybe we would say Dvarim Shebalev Havi Dvarim. Right? So it's not a good raya. El Armar Abaye Me'acha, fourth try. Our Mishnah, where she says, Bekulam, Afalpi, where he says he makes a Tanai, Amanas, I have kids, Amanas, I'm this, I'm that. And we say, in all those cases, if it's not true, then the marriage is not a marriage. Even though she says, I wanted to get married no matter what. So we can still be married. So what did the Mishnah say? Afalpi, Bekulam, Afalpi, Shamar, Belibi, Hailas, Kadesh, Lo, Afalpi, Kain, Enim, Kudeshes. So they're not married. V'yamai, Hakamar, Belibi, Haya. She says, what do you mean? I wanted to get married anyway, so why do we say they're not married? So that's Lakula. That's Lakula. So doesn't that show Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim? Mari says, no, Vadilma Shiny House, so maybe our Mishnah again is different. To Kivan to Asne, since he made an explicit Tanai, we're married on condition that blank, Lav Kol Kamina to Akor Lola Tanai. So then, that Dvarim Shebalev is weak. That's a Reyasa. Rashi says, why? Because she should have said something. She should have said something. When he says the Almanas, she should have said, honey, even if it's not true, I want to marry you anyway. Right? She should have said that. The fact that she didn't say that is a reyasa in her ne'amanus, and therefore, we don't trust her. But it could be, in general, we would trust Dvarim Shebalev items in our heart. So again, no raya. Number five. This one's accepted. This is the ultimate raya. Elam Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Uvda Havi Bi Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda had the Shaila. Rav Chizda Bi Rav Huna, and Rav Chizda went to ask it in the base manager of Rav Huna. U Pashtu Ameha, they proved it from the Mishnah in Me'ila. Ha'omer L'Shlucho Havei L'Menachalono Menad Luskama. Ruvain tells his Shliach, go bring me the money over there on that windowsill. Can you bring it to me, please? Or the money in that basket. and he had forgotten that it was really hektish money, and he told him to get the money, behave low, and the shliach brings it. Even though the mishaleach, the sender, Ruvein, says, you know what, I didn't mean this money, I meant that money. Even though he says, you didn't do what you were told to do, since he did it, the Baal HaBayis violates Me'ilah. Remember, this is one of the three exceptions we mentioned earlier in the parak of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Here we say, Yei Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the Mishaleach violates Me'ilah. So, in this case, the Baal HaBayis, the sender, violates Me'ilah, the Isser of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. He's screaming, I didn't mean him to do this. And if the Shliach didn't do the right thing, the Shliach should violate. Doesn't matter. V'yamai, say, the Gemara, why is this? Hakam Rebelibi? He says, it wasn't in my heart to take this one. Ela Misham Damrinon Dvarim Shabalevein Dvarim. No, it must be because Dvarim Shabalev are not considered halachically Dvarim, and therefore this is a good Raya. So the Gemara, 1 minute. V'dilma Shani Hasam Dilma Miftar Nafshimi Karban Ka'asi. Maybe, really, we do trust Dvarim Shabalev. But here, there's a reason we think he's lying. He's trying to get out of bringing a Karban. Right, he's trying to get a bigger carbon, right? You have to buy the Asha Me'ilos. He doesn't want to bring a carbon. That's why he's lying. But it's not a real riot for Dvarim Shebelev. Ask the Tosfos HaRosh. But maybe he's telling the truth, and you're going to force him to bring a carbon. It's Chulun Bazara. So how could we force him? So says the Tosfos HaRosh, you're right. We're not going to make him bring a carbon. It's just the other aspects of Me'ilos. He's going to have to pay back with a Chomesh. But we're not going to force him. If he says that, we're not going to trust him, but we're not going to make him bring a carbon because maybe it's Chulun Bazara. So we wouldn't make him do that. Okay, but either way, says the Gemara, maybe it's not a raya. Maybe it's not a raya because maybe he's lying. We trust that he's lying. So the Gemara says, no. Havi l'lemeir meiz et havi. If he really wanted a lie, he could have made up a different story. He could have said, you're right. You're right he could have said, I'm meiz et and therefore I'm not chayav a carbon and for that reason. Right, meiz et, you see, and Tosfos explains on top why that would have been a better taina. Why would that have been a better time? Instead of saying, to get out of a carbon, he didn't have to make up the whole story that, oh, I didn't mean those, I meant that one, which is like, come on. You said to bring that money. They could have said, I was mazed. We know you only violate Me'ilah, according to what the Shita, Bishogeg. Only if you didn't know. Mazed, you're not chayav a carbon. So, at this point, what are we up to? Therefore, there's no reason to think that he was lying, and therefore it's a good raya. So the Gemara said, no, law of it inish damashi nafshi rishiyah. People don't say, I did it willingly, I did it b'mezid. Right? Similar to the principle of, ein adam mezim asma rasha. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. We don't think he would have said mezid. Therefore, we're back to the previous stage of, maybe he's just trying to get out of the carbon and he's lying about it, and therefore it's not a riot to Dvarim Shebelev. It's not a riot. They're specifically here. We don't trust him because we think he's just trying to get out of a carbon. He wouldn't say mazer because people don't want to make themselves Rashaim in Besdin.
And he also would have to pay an extra fifth. Right?
And he also, he would have to pay, yeah.
Why does Tosfos say that it's a Taina that's more
Mekubelis? Tosfos originally said because it's a Taina Mekubelis Yoser. Because to say, you told him to get this on the windowsill. So he went and did what you wanted to do. So now you're trying to make up a whole story. Oh, I didn't mean that one. That's not really something that we trust. So the Gemara answers, no, havi lelomar nizkarti. There's a way to say mazid in a way that doesn't make him appear like a Raja. He could have said, like, after I sent the shliach to get the money, oh, I remember that it's hektish. So in that case, also, he would be pater. Tetznan, nizkar balabaisbo, nizkar shliach shliach mal. Right, and the fact that he didn't say that, you know, he could have said that, but he didn't say it, so it must be that this is really Dvarim Shebelev, and this is Lamaskana, this is a good Raya. For Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. Tosfos in Maseches Bava Metzia, when Tosfos quotes this line, Havila Lemeir Mezid HaYisi, so says Tosfos in Bava Metzia Daf Gimel, so what about the principle of Einan Demesim Asma Rasha? Right, well, what do you mean he could have said Mezid? We don't accept testimony of somebody who says that they were Mezid. So says Tosfos that here we would accept this, his saying that I was amazed. You know why? Because maybe he's trying to do tshuva. The Yesh Lomar Deinemon Lifsal Atzmal Bahacha Osa Tshuva Veiner Rotsa Lahavi Chulam LaAzara. So maybe that's the possibility. Maybe he's trying to do tshuva, and therefore we would accept. So this is a major sugya of Ein Adam Esam Atzmal Rasha. Do we ever accept testimony of somebody who is being Esam Atzmal Rasha, who is saying that he's a Rasha? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to say, Daf Tes, seems to say this is based on a psul karov. A person is karov to himself, and therefore ain't adam eisam atzmo rasha. But if you look in the Rambam has an interesting svara, at least not for that's a case of Russia bringing a carbon or not, but the Rambam, at least, let's say by Malchus, or by Misa. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Yurches, Gzeiris HaKosefhi, She'en Mamisen Bezdin V'lo Malkan Es Adam Bodoyes Piv El Api Shnayim Edim. You can't whip if somebody comes to Bezdin and says, I ate treif, please whip me. You don't trust him. I was Machal Shabbos, I deserve to die. Right, you don't trust him. And even if he says, I did it willingly, right? So the Rambam says, V'zesh Arag Yoshua Achan, V'David Lagera Maleki, Bodoyes Piyam, HaRasha Haisa. Don't ask me kashas from Achan by Yoshua and from the Naram Aleki who killed Shaul. They said it themselves. That was our Rasha. That was different. But in general, Bezdin does not kill based on a person's own vidui. Why? Shema nitrifa daito bedavar zeh. Maybe a person is just going crazy. O shema min ha'amelim mari nefesh ha'machakim lamus. Shehim tamid token ha'charvos bebitnam u'mashlichen atzma me'au ha'gagos. Kach zeh yavo v'yomar davar shlo asa kadeh sheyeh hareg. V'klol shal davar gzeres ha'melachi. The Rambam Perek Yudches in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Right, that's why you're not allowed 800 meters of Russia by punishment, because maybe a person wants to die. Maybe a person is a masochist. He wants pain. And the Radvaz has a beautiful pshat. He says, "V'ef shalos is ksas tam l'fi she'ein nafsho shal adam kinyano ela kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Our bodies and our neshamas are not ours. We're just guardians. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the real guf. Hilchach lo toel hoda'asa b'davar she'einu shalo. It's not yours. So therefore you can't do it. V'im z'kol zeh ani modesh y'gzeres malko shal olam elahar. With all this beautiful svar, it's still Xeris HaKasav. Anyway, but that's Eina de Mesa Matzvah Rasha. There is, though, I'll quote you two fascinating tshuvas about Eina de Mesa Matzvah Rasha. You know the Behuda has a tshuva in Eben Ezer, Simen, Kuf, Nun, Vav. The case is where somebody did chalitza, it's tragic, that means somebody died without children, they did chalitza, and the Yavama, who had the chalitza, got married, and she had kids, she had a baby, and at the bris, after the woman gets married, the chalutz comes and says, you know what? The chalitza was psula. I'm a lefty, and you did it on my right foot. And she says, what do you mean? She's like, so he says, this is a true another Yehuda, read it. He says, because we're supposed to split the estate of my dead brother. And you know what? I thought you were hiding a lot. You said there was nothing there in the estate. I know there was a lot there that you were hiding. Look at this dowry that you're bringing into this new marriage. So I wanted to wait till you got married again. And now I'm saying I'm a lefty. I was faking it. I was faking you that I was using my right foot a lot in Bezdin. So you would take off the sandal from my right foot. So it's psula. So do you say another means mouth for Russia? Do you trust him? So that's why you need to know the Yehuda to decide this. So know the Yehuda, amazingly, in the first paragraph, he says, this guy did a terrible thing. I'm going to find a heter. Mm-hmm. Basically, he says, I'm going to find a heter to say that we don't trust him. Guf ha-davar hu davar ra. Vim tiskayim achshavas ha-shazeh. And if we trust him, well, yinach tabas la'avar mavinu. So then nobody would ever be able to live after a chalitza. No one would ever get married. Lachain ra'ui she'tufar eitzaso. We have to be made for somehow. We have to get out of this problem. So the first whole paragraph he talks about is there a cheskas iser beforehand is cheskas iser liyav alivim. So first of all, he says, fine, he wants to have an amasla and he wants to say he faked her out. But I'm sure, says the Noda Behuda, that the misadri get asked him if he's a righty or a lefty, and he lied to them. And if he lied to them, then he's a rush. Forget it. He can't change what he said. They obviously asked him what he was, and he lied. So therefore, we don't trust. V'imkein b'chinam bizes aravu bezdin l'chein anu omer b'smama kushta amar b'shas chalitza she'enu iter v'av sh'ata chozer b'av amar kala ramos asa hakol b'sheker v'u enu iter v'ratza lufsol too bad. Ein mashkichem bo. And then he gets into Eina d'meitz matzo Russia. Right? Do you say maybe Eina d'meitz matzo Russia? That's another reason to find a heter. So he says maybe that only applies to chiyav misa, chiyav malchus, and chiyav karbon. But here, what do you do? He just made up a story, so maybe you don't say it. Either way, that's one tshuva where it's discussed. The other tshuva that it's discussed is, and then we have to continue, that's the Chassam Sofer, the fourth tshuva in Yeridein, the Chassam Sofer. He has a tshuva where there's a shochet on his deathbed. A shochet was on his deathbed, and the Rav comes, and he's doing vidi with him, and he says, Rav, he says, many, many times, my shechita was pasul. And I didn't check my knife, etc., etc., etc. And he says, I sold the treif to here, I sold the treif to there, and then he got better. Then he got better. So do we say, first of all, that all that meat that you bought from him yesterday, he was a cheskas kashrus? Do you say Eina d'meitz matzah Rasha? What do you mean? You shechted it properly. You have a cheskas kashrus. And he quotes the Shuvah of the Chavos Yar. The Shuvah of the Chavos Yar is earlier, which everybody discusses, a woman on her deathbed is misvada that she was mizana with another man, and then she gets better. Is she Asura Labayla? What about the other guy? What about that's also a huge issue. Does she have the power to do that? She knows she's Nesara Sabayla. So do we say that? What about the kids? So that's a big That's a big discussion. Anyway, we don't have time to read it. But those are two tshuvas which discuss Ein Adam Eitz Ma'atzmo Rasha.
In the Noda Be'Yuda, she could have been hiding just as much as he was lying.
In the Noda Be'Yuda, she might have been hiding. That's true. But then he can't do a chalitza psula just because of that. Okay, weiter. Who garvet is amnina l'nichsei adat dilemes al arad Yisrael? Somebody says all this property because he has in mind to make aliyah. Rashi, and he explicated it. Salak velo istarle, and it didn't work. He tried to go velo istarle. It didn't work for him. So Amar Rava called the Salak adai to lemeiderhu. Whoever goes up has das to live there. Vahalo istarle, and you see it didn't work. So therefore it must be that, you know, it's not his fault, so he could get his property back. Velo istarle, it didn't work. Ikad Amri, or a different pshat, a different version. Adai to lemeisak vasalakle. What do you mean? He went. He may have had in mind to go up, and he went up. So when he got there, his apartment fell through. But he went up, so therefore it shouldn't go back. Period. Who gavred is avnina l'nichsei adat l'mezak l'aradi Yisrael? L'sof lo salig, he had in mind to go, and he didn't go at all. He didn't go and not have, his apartment didn't work out, but he didn't go at all. So Amar Ravashi, Ibai salig. Ravashi says, what do you mean? If he wants to go, he could go. Ikad Amri, or a different version, Ibai lo salig. If he wants to go, he wouldn't be able to. Is there anything preventing him from going? So my benai, what's the difference between those two lashonos? If it's not so easy to go, there's some onus on the way. So Rashi explains, according to the first pshat, that hey, if he wants to go, he could go. So then he has to go now here too. There's nothing preventing him. But according to the second version, ibay lo salik, there's something preventing him. So therefore, he wouldn't be responsible. Period. He's a man says to a shliach, go marry for me a woman in New York. And he marries her somewhere else. So then, Eidim Ukudashas. Because that's against the tonight. And marry her to me in such and such a place. Harehi b'makam ploni v'kishim makam acher. If he just lets him know that's where she is, but he doesn't say specifically, you know, do it in that place, Harehi b'makudashas, that works. Because we just say that he is letting her know where she is. Gemara v'tan nami gabi gittin. We had the same mishnah about gittin. Homer tzun getzel ishti b'makam ploni. B'nasol lo b'makam acher pasol. Go give a get to my wife in such and such a place, and he gave it to her in a different place. Pasol. It's pasol because he went against what the mishalech said. Harehi b'makam ploni. B'nasol lo b'makam acher kosher. But if he just says she is in a certain place, then it's kosher to do it in a different place. V'tzricha. And we need this discussion both by Kiddushin and Gittim. Diyesh minin gabi Kiddushin. If you only have it by Kiddushin, our Mishnah, b'makam de la kurva ka'asi, b'hai asher rachmuli v'lo mamli mili alai. I want, that's okay, because Kiddushin is a case of la kurva, getting married, and there maybe he's machpid, because he doesn't want the townsfolk over there, in a different place, talking to this kala, telling all his deep dark secrets about his life. So that's why by Kiddushin, you're machpid where it takes place. Bahai Astra, Sonuli, Mamli Milovai. So I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Welcome to the Kurvakasi, in a place where Kiddushin is to bring you close to the woman. Bahai Astra, in that place, Rachmuli, they love me. Velo Mamli Milovai. They won't say things about me. Bahai Astra, Sonuli, they hate me in the other place. Mamli Milovai. That's why by Kiddushin, he might be mocked, but I'll get into the Rachokokasi. But by Gittin, where you're divorcing your wife anyway, maybe he doesn't care. Because he's not getting married. Yes, we got to be Gershon, but if it's only by Gershon, Bahai Asra Nichali, the Nivzi, Bahai Asra Lo Nichali, only in this place I want to be Mavuza, I want to be disgraced a little bit. Because a get is not the greatest thing. Right? At the Gemara, the last Daf and Gittin we had, Sonui HaMishalayach. Right, it's not something that we're proud of. Avagabi Kiddushin, Emeluch Paslei, Tzricha, but my marriage maybe doesn't care, Tzricha. The Abudram writes, we mentioned this in the beginning of the Mesechta, the Abudram writes on page 19, page Yotes, why there's no bracha on Gerushin. The Sonui HaMishalayach. Right, he quotes that line because it's not the greatest, thing. The Isba Avera. Right, Isba Avera, he says many times Gittin are not always done in the proper way. How about the cases where it's a mitzvah for husband to give a get? In the cases of kofen oso, no, lo plug begerishin. Lo plug, and therefore there's no bracha. Okay. Marry a woman on condition that she does not have nedarim. And it comes out she has all these vows that she has, she's subject to. Inim kodeshes, they're not married. Right, it's against the Tanai. Kansastam, but what if he made the Tanai at the time of Kiddushin, and then at the time of Nisuin didn't say a word? The Nimshal and Adarim, and it comes out that they're in Adarim there, Tetsi Shalabaksuba. So they're married, because he didn't repeat the Tanai, because, and we assume maybe he was Mochala Tanai, but she leaves without a Ksuba, because she has these Mumin that she did not tell him. Next, Amanash Inalem Mumin, Nimshal Ba Mumin. Next case. That was about Nadarim. Now this is about Mumin. On condition that she doesn't have any blemishes. V'dim so about Mumin, and she ends up having blemishes, Einim Kudeshes. She's not, they're not married, because she has these Mumin. The Rif says here, and the other Rishonim, we're only talking about Mumin that normal people are Makpid on. Right? If it's a Mum that's, you know, you say, oh, I didn't know this about her. Tough luck. Tough luck. It's only a Mum that normal people are Makpid on. Konsistan, but again, if she gets, he gets married without mentioning it again, Venimsaba Mumin, Teshi Shlob Ksuba, then she leaves without a Ksuba. Shkola Mumin, Apostle Bakonim, Apostle Benashim. And the same types of Mumin that Apostle Bakonim, Mishnim Bechoros, has the whole list of Mumin that Apostle Bakonim doing the Avoda, Apostle by women as well. The Rashba here has two interesting deos. The Rashba says, what happens if, right, she could go to a Chacham and be Matur Neder? Be Matur Neder. And then she gets rid of her Nedarim. What if she goes to a Chacham after they got married and after the husband knows about it? Does the marriage work l'mafreya? So, he quotes Rav Shlomo ben Avraham de Montpellier, who says that only she can go to a Chacham only before the husband knows about it. Because then, the Kshayada, Igloi Milsa, Shein Alashim Neder, because when he knows about it, no more Nedarim, they're married. But once the husband knows about it, Hareza Mekartos. Vein Yecholom, and she can't say that, oh, I'm going to the Chacham. And said the Rashba, why not? V'lo nahir, t'kol ki halo shasa gemar mineh. The gemar wouldn't make a limitation. And she'll go to the Chacham. The Chacham is oker l'mafreya, not like a father who's make his guy is. And therefore, as if she never had Nedarim. So what are the 2 days about? What are the 2 days of the Rashba? So one could suggest maybe it's about how do you look at l'mafreya. What's called in the Achronim l'mafreya l'mafreya, or mikana l'haba l'mafreya. When we say something goes, it is pushed back into the past. Do we say that it's as if it was always in the past? So then she could go even after he knows about it. L'mafreya, l'mafreya. Or do we say only now we're allowed to view as going backwards? Mikana l'haba l'mafreya. So then maybe once the husband knows about it, it is too late. So either way, that might be the 2 days of the Rashba. Says the Gemara, V'tranami gabi ksubis ki agavna. By ksubis, we have the same Mishnah, again, in the Perek HaMadir. So hacha kiddushin esricha laitan ksubis at the kiddushin. Here, the main reason we quote the Mishnah is for kiddushin, and we throw in ksuba because it goes along with it. Hasam ksubis esricha laitan kiddushin at the ksubis. But over there, we need it for ksubis, and he throw in kiddushin along the way. Derech Agav. Okay, next, Mishnah. If I marry two women with one pruta. Or one woman with half a pruta. Even though I sent her presents afterwards, Eina Mekudeshes. They're not married. Shemach was Kedushin Rishonim Sholach. Because we assume that the presents, the chasim, does not have in mind that these presents should be part of the Kedushin. He assumes that he's married already and he's sending these things to his wife. So therefore, they're not married. V'chein katan shekidesh. The same thing with a katan. A katan cannot get married. Right? And if he does something when he's a katan, and then he sends presents after he becomes a gadol, so then also we assume they're not married. We don't assume that the presents were sent for the marriage. V'tzricha, and you need all these cases, all three cases in the Mishnah. D'yash min shava pruta, if he only had a case where you gave two women a shava pruta, I did the kanachat mamon min etoy. Maybe there people make a mistake and they think they're already married, because after all, he gave up a pruta. Aval pachlu shava pruta, ema yodeya, but if he only gave less than a pruta to one woman, ema, let us say, maybe, yodeya shein kedushin tovsim pachlu shava pruta. Everybody knows that kedushin don't work with less than a pruta. V'chi kamishadeh sivlo knows that I did the kedushin kamishadeh. And really, when he sends presents afterwards, it must be he has kedushin in mind. That's why you also need case two. B'yesh min hani tarati, and if you only had these two cases, mishum debein pruta l'pachal shava pruta lo kim lehula inshi. Maybe there people make mistakes because they don't know the difference between a pruta shava pruta. Avo katan shekidish, but by a katan hakol yodin shein kedusha katan klua. Maybe everybody knows that a katan can't get married. So then ema ki kamishadeh sevlonos, when he sends presents afterwards, atay did the kedusha kamishadeh. It must be sending it l'shein kedushin kamash malan. That's why you need that case also in the Mishnah. Itmar. Rav Huna Amar Choshen L'Sivlonos. Rav Huna says, no, we are Choshesh for Sivlonos. In what case, Rashi says, somebody's Meshadech a woman. Somebody's talking to a woman about getting married, and they both agree they're going to get married, and then he sends her presents, Rashi says, Be'edim, with witnesses, with presents, so then you have to be worried that maybe this was a Kiddushin. V'chein Amar Abba Choshen L'Sivlonos. Amar Abba Umasfin Nashmaitz, and Rabba agrees, but then he says, I have a Kasha from our Mishnah. I will be... The Mishnah says you don't think Sivlonos are married. So I'm only Abai says it's not a kasha. Hazam Gutani Taimash. Shalach was Gushan Risharam Shalach. In the Mishnah, it's a specific reason we don't think the Sivlonos are a marriage, because we assume that he thinks that he's already married. But in a regular case, maybe we are worried. Igadamri, a slightly different version. Amar Rabba, Mina Amina La. Rabba says, what's my source for being choshish l'sod anolos, k'tani taima, because of our Mishnah. Not that the Mishnah is a question on me, but the Mishnah is a riot to me. K'tani taima, shanach was k'dishan rishonim shalach. Hacha hu detoy, only in our Mishnah, he makes a mistake. Haba al mahavi k'dushim, but in general, it is a good k'dushin. So our Mishnah is a riot, that choshish l'sod anolos in general. The Abaya lomi boy kamar, and Abaya says, no, our Mishnah is not a riot. The Mishnah is a case of lomi boy. Lomi boy, ba'alma delo nachas l'toros k'dushin klal, not only in general, where they're not involved in k'dushin at all, so then we're not choshish l'sod anolos. The Mishnah says, even in a case where you already started talking about Kiddushin, you might think for sure these are Kiddushin. Kamash Malan, it is not Kiddushin. Interesting, Halach in Shulchan Aruch, Taf Reish Sadik Hey, a single man should not sing a single woman, Shalach Manos, says the Shulchan Aruch, because maybe the thing is Sivlonos, and maybe it'll be a Safek Kiddushin. That's interesting what the Shulchan the Ramah says. My Havi Alas, what are we paskin? Whether it be choshes l'sivlonos or not, so Amar Papa, ba'asur the makachiv on the misali chayshinan, in a place where they first do kiddushin and then they send presents chayshinan, so then we have to be choshesh that they are already married. They're already married. Not that these are, but they're already married. Misali on the makachiv lo chayshinan, where they send sivlonos and then they send kiddush, then they get married. We're not choshesh because we assume this is beforehand. Makachiv on the misavli pshita. The Gemara says 1 minute. If kiddushin happens first and then sivlonos, it's obvious. So then if you see Sivlonos, it must be that they got married yesterday. So Lotzricha Deruba Makachi Vada Masavli. No, it's a case where most do Kiddushin first. Umiyuta Masavli Vada Makachi. And a Miyut does Sivlonos first. So Ma'adatema Nechosh Lamiyuta. You might say that we have to be Chosh for the Miyut, and therefore they're not married. Kamash Malan. We say they are. Right? So Tosva says usually you don't have a Ma'adatema Lakula, but here you're having a Ma'adatema Lakula. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bye, Minei, and Bezashem will continue Bezashem tomorrow. Talk about Kol She'ena B'Zeh Harzeh, Afil Basach HaSeino. So we'll stop here by Bye, Minei.